Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. Always appreciate it. Listen, some of you will get a kick out of this. You know, some of you live in snowy areas, right? So we're having the blizzard of the century here in California. And I live in Southern California. The show airs out of Southern California. And yeah, we're getting rains again. And the funny thing about it is we're getting all this rain. And again, we have no way to catch it. The dams that were supposed to be built weren't built. The reservoirs that were supposed to be built over the years. Yes, I'm jumping right into it. Because this shows you how the Democrats operate. How they've always operated. They have collected over $280 billion in infrastructure taxes strictly to start catching water, rebuild dams, rebuild power plants. Since the late 70s. And last I checked, we spent under $20 billion. So we've got no money. We've spent no money on the ability to catch. Now, we've been in drought for years. And now we're getting more rain than we've gotten in any, like, 10-year stretch, you know? And it's all going out to the sea. Not all of it. The vast majority of it is. Yeah, it's refill. It's refreshing, refilling some of the lakes and such. That's great. That's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'm good with all of that. But we wouldn't be freaking out trying to get money from the Colorado, trying to get water from the Colorado River, trying to get help from the feds. We wouldn't be doing any of that stuff. If the Dems in charge, who put these things in charge, who put the money is so supposed to, oh God, I'm so stupid, who's supposed to put the money aside, did their job. Actually did their job. And they want to be trusted with our kids. They want to be trusted with the rest of the country. You know, look at what's going on in Ohio right now. This is just crazy. And you all, they keep voting these people in, and then you complain about it. I mean, really, really, really stupid. You complain about it. You take the most sacred thing in this country, which is your right to vote, your right to choose those people who govern over you. You complain about the taxes. You complain about the prices of gasoline. You complain, complain, complain. And what do you do about it? You give your torturer more permission to torture you. And the only reason I'm, like, amped up, if you would, over this, is I had, you know, lunch with a Democrat friend of mine, and this person I really appreciate, I have a lot of respect for. But in some of the comments that were made, some of the things we were talking about, I just sit there and think to myself, you realize this is your people doing this. But again, they're so afraid of Republicans taking over that I have no other word. Here's my word for it. Pathetic. It's just pathetic. But then let's flip the coin. Here in California, especially in my area of Los Angeles County, Republicans didn't come out at 100%. Right? You're all irritated. You want to change. You want things done. You didn't come out at 100%. You didn't come out at 90 or 80 or 70. No, really. You Republicans came out at, I think just a tad over 50. So stop complaining. I mean, seriously, stop complaining about California. Stop complaining about the way things are going. Stop complaining about the fact that you have no water. If you get off your holy sacred behind and make a move and do something. I can't even imagine, right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yeah, we had a caller last night. I was talking about the school systems, especially here in California, getting worse. And now, on a federal level, they want to make it hard if you'd open a charter school. The only schools that flourished, you know, the average public school system spends about 80% to 85% of their expenses of salaries and benefits. Are you listening to me? The average business, just hear me out, the average business couldn't survive on having to spend more than 50% of their money on wages. But a school district spends over 80% of their money on salaries and benefits. And let's take that a little further. So I got 20% for programs, and I'll think this through, for programs, for maintenance, to purchase new things, to pay my electric bill, gas bill. And listen, they haven't had an increase, the schools, that keep up with inflation. So if we're, and I'll just throw out a number for giggles, okay? If we're spending $1 million a month on electricity, and we've had that budgeted, and all of a sudden everything goes up 40% or whatever the percentage is, if you would, we don't get any more money. We got what we got, what we got. Talk about how school affects the minority people. I love that. Subclass. Sonny Smith joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're not part of the problem. How's that? I like that one better. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Again, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way you make something happen. We'll have Sonya Schmidt on in a minute as soon as she gets her technical stuff out of the way. You know, and seriously, earlier, the reason I'm on the rant of people getting involved and engaged, and I'm not one to easily give up on something. You know, I'm pretty stubborn, probably stubborn to a negative, but they say to a fault. And I say that only because, you know, sometimes...
It makes me so mad. Can you hear me?
There you is.
You is there.
Yeah.
You there now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, I can hear you now, too. We're on live. So watch out. No swearing.
But I'm not on the good speaker. I mean,
Listen, it doesn't matter at this point. When we go to break, I'll help you. How's that?
Okay.
All right. I've been talking about, you know, how here in California it's raining again, and we're getting historic rains, and the irritant here for me especially is the fact that we've collected over $280 billion in taxes since the late 70s for infrastructure repair.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spent less than 20. We are collecting less than 30% of the water that's hitting the ground. It's nice to know that it's cleaning the streets and washing it all off into the sea.
Ocean. Right. Yeah, we're cleaning the ocean.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, the ocean needs water, too. I get it. Yeah, okay. You know, I guess it's...
Oh, recycling.
Technically, it is recycling, right? Because it's taking out water, and it's from the sea, because that's where the water comes from most of the time anyhow, right? Putting it right back into the sea. So, okay, gotcha. When do I get to use it?
Comes back down, goes back through.
Yeah, but I want to use some. I need to use some. I need some.
You know, you're just a selfish Republican. You're not environmentally savvy. You just don't care about the earth. How dare you?
Did you get Greta? What's her name? Greta, Gretchen, whatever her name is. Did you get her new book? No.
It's on your
Amazon Water. I can imagine. Yeah.
I'm probably going to get an Audible version because nothing like Greta yelling at you.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, and the funny thing about it again, when they were all at that G summit or whatever they were doing recently, there were over 1,000 private planes.
Oh, of course.
At the local airport. And I'm laughing to myself going, you and I talk about this all the time. The hypocrisy. They don't even see their own hypocrisy. Yep. Right?
Magic force field. Nobody can see me. Nobody can see me.
Yeah, it's always exciting and amazing to see that. Anyway, so what I was telling people all the time was like, you know, y'all love California. It's wonderful. It's this, it's that. But here, you know, here we are sitting. Again, getting record rains, and even with all that, we out of the drought. Pretty technically, yes, we are out of the drought because we're getting a good snowpack because that's where we get the bulk of our water. But where does it go? What?
Try washing your car in your driveway or watering your plants. You'll get it fine so fast, no matter, you know.
Yeah.
I went to, I may have said this last week, but a couple weeks ago I went up to Los Robles, California. This is up towards wine country, but it's certainly agriculture country.
Right.
I mean, they're growing everything up there. And every mile or half a mile you see these signs that say, blank Gavin Newsom, let us have our water. They're still starving them out of water up there, even for agriculture. And we're one of the top agriculture states in the United States. And they're so punitive. I don't know what's the matter with the left other than they're just mean and evil.
You know, Newsom, you were right. He actually, I don't think people realize this, but he claimed that the farmers were wasting water.
Right.
Okay? You know, they had hundreds of acres of farms. And
I mean,
so
hundreds of acres. You're right. Yeah. Hundreds of acres.
And you know, probably thousands or tens of thousands when you add them all up. But he actually even, California was even actually at one time thinking of paying money to the farmers not to grow as much so they wouldn't use as much water.
Right.
You know, because they don't reclaim their water. They're farmers, for God's sakes.
Right. No. You know, and there could be a spotted flying gecko that they're endangering, too. So we don't, you know, until we know for sure, we don't want to endanger those puppies.
Yeah. No.
We're living in the stupidest place. You know, we're living in the stupidest state in the planet.
Yeah, but you know, I asked Zoe this question yesterday. And I want to see. I want to get your take on this. Is it really that they're stupid? Is it that they're ignorant? Is it that they can't see their own mistakes? Or are they very coldly calculating what they're doing to us because they want a particular outcome?
I think both.
Okay.
I think that they're smart. What's that thing? Smart as a fox? Yeah, they have definitely it's purposeful because they have. For the life of me, I don't understand why people would want to do the things that the left does. Starve people out. Do this to our children, you know, indoctrinate our children. It's so far beyond us that we go, they must be stupid or they must be making a mistake or maybe we just need to inform them. So I said we're living in the stupidest state. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to say we live in the most evil
state. Of all, yeah. The numbers just came back about education over the last few years. Charter schools 3-1 on their kids graduating, doing well, while spending almost half the money that a public school spends, a traditional public school, as we say, for education. And yet, the black and Hispanic communities in, you know, L.A., Chicago, New York, we've talked about this before, New York and so forth, the kids aren't graduating. The kids, and if they are graduating, they're not graduating at the 12th grade level, they're graduating at 8th and 9th grade level.
Yeah.
And that is hurting the black and Hispanic communities. I'm just appalled and amazed that they're still getting away with this.
Yeah, well, those low IQ students will grow up to work for the government and be able to lord over all of us. So, aren't we the lucky ones?
You're making me happy. Let me tell you what. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. We will talk a lot more with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Okay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The
USA News Update. The U.S. does not seek conflict with Iran, but will strike forcefully to protect our people. That's what President Biden said today from Canada during a visit with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. A suspected Iranian drone hit a U.S. installation in Syria Thursday, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring six other Americans. Investigators are on the scene because of an envelope mailed to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. The envelope, which had a suspicious white powder inside, was addressed to Bragg and had a note making a death threat. A post office marking on the envelope showed that it came from Orlando, Florida. A new report says former Trump Chief of Staff Mike Meadows will have to testify about the 2021 attack on the Capitol. A grand jury is probing the event that led up to the riot that turned deadly. An investigation is underway as a dozen migrants were found in a train car near Uvalde, Texas today, including two that are dead. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Solution, right? And the way you do that is you get a program. And the other thing is you also need to engage with people, right? When it comes to, I don't care what it is. You know, I recently had a conversation with a young person who wasn't standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, no, they were standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. They weren't reciting it. And I asked, you know, when we were alone kind of thing, you know, not with everybody listening to me, but I said, why don't you do that? Why? And I'm not faulting you, I'm just curious. I'm always curious why a young person does certain things that may be considered somewhat political. And that person said to me, he said, well, you know, I grew up an atheist, and I don't like, you know, that whole, you know, in God we trust and all that stuff. I'm not comfortable with that. I said, well, you know, you don't have to say those words out loud. And I know what political organization you belong to. This person happened to be a female. And I said, you realize that people who died under the color of that flag have not just died for, you know, the white man's, you know, things that he wanted. But the bottom line with it was, died for your right to go to school. Died for your right to be able to vote. You know, died for the freedom that you have today. And the thing about it is that, you know, women were treated poorly in the early days. Okay? You wouldn't be here today if it wasn't, I mean, you wouldn't be able to go to school. Look at some other countries that don't allow women to go to school, don't allow them to drive. They got to walk two steps behind their husbands or the man that they're out walking with. I don't agree with any of that, but my point is you wouldn't have those rights if it wasn't for those people that died for those rights for you. Sonya Smith joins me, as she does from time to time. I always appreciate her input on this stuff. And, you know, and this was a young person, a very young person. And I was amazed. I won't say I was amazed at the ignorance. I was amazed at, I guess it is, the ignorance that they had towards this issue and really hadn't thought it through. What do you think?
I think that it's really sad that the left has plugged into such hate and resentment in children. And it to the point where when I listen to, I think, you know, I said the Pledge of Allegiance. I was homeschooling one of my grandkids, and the other grandkid heard me, him doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and he says to his mom, "What are they saying? What is that?" He had never heard it before. So, and now my grandson, I'm not homeschooling, he's going to a school that says it every morning. And when you listen to those words with today's kids' ears, maybe this person who you're talking about, it sounds very extreme. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, these kids have learned that the American flag is a symbol of hate.
That's true. It's a good point.
The United States of America, well, they say America was founded on racism and slavery. And to the republic, for which it stands, one nation. They think nation, they hear nationalists. Under God. These kids ain't got no God in their lives. And
that's a true point, yeah.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Well, those kids don't believe that America is all about justice for all. They believe this country was founded by old white men, and black people were three fifths of a person, and so all that stuff's going in their head. Just by reciting something that should give us gratefulness, as you explained, and unity. And the cool thing I think about what you said to her is you didn't end that whole conversation with, "Now put your hand over your heart."
That's right. What are you, an idiot?
No. What are you, an idiot?
You can't get nowhere like that. I think when you end a conversation on an up note like that,
yeah,
that person now has to go home and think, well, okay.
She's got to think about it every time the kids are saying it.
Yeah.
It'll
be that moment, you know?
Appreciate that she stood. I mean, I would have given her kudos for standing out
I
of
did.
Respect.
I told her that. I appreciated her, you know, at least having enough respect for the others that are appreciative of the flag.
Appreciate the country.
And you're
right.
Standing there. Yeah.
Right. But now she'll think about it every time that she hears it. Hopefully you laid that seed, you planted that seed, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully it'll do something. But can you hear all that stuff that's going, that they've
no, you,
been,
you
that
make,
they've been
you
indoctrinated
make some
with?
Really good points, because those of us who I won't say take it for granted, but really understand it and don't have a problem doing it almost as first nature,
don't really
think about what they're going through.
No, exactly.
So
these kids are all messed up.
I mean, I'm just going to ask you from a curiosity standpoint, even as a young black girl, were you in school taught that the country was against you, hated you, and, you know, we're not going to do this stupid Pledge of Allegiance because it's all about hating you?
Well, okay, but not when I was in elementary school, and I was a patriot even in elementary school, but I also went to schools that were predominantly Japanese, and I grew up in South Central, but across the street from the Gardena Line. Is that the weirdest thing? So the majority
for those of you in other states, right? South Central Los Angeles was predominantly black. Well,
totally black.
Maybe even more than predominantly black. You know what I'm saying?
It was an interesting neighborhood. It was a middle class neighborhood. About three blocks, maybe half a mile or so to the east was Compton. I mean, it was an interesting neighborhood. But across the street was the line that separated South Central to a predominantly all Japanese community. So I went to school with it, and I do attribute them to my competitiveness in school. And there was a whole respect thing that they had going on. Their parents, some of their parents didn't even speak English. That didn't matter. They had such a respect and a reverence for teachers in school and
behavior. If you're an educator in the Japanese community, you're a guy, for God.
Big time.
Yeah.
So I kind of lucked out. And then by the time, then I remember when liberal influence came in, and they told all the boys, you know, but the boys got the message that they had the right to be angry. And then they changed their names to slave names and gang names. And then, then within a few years, they wound up in jail or in wheelchairs or what, you know, whatever. And so and then, but my parents had the wherewithal to, at the time it was called getting a permit. So now we're fighting for school choice. Well, you could have choice in those days based on where your parents worked. My parents worked far, far away, and they could put me into a school based on where they worked rather than the school I would have gone to, which was really bad, really, really bad. So then at that point I went to a predominantly all white school. So that's why I'm such a sellout. It's my parents' fault I talk like this. And so no, I didn't. I was always a patriot.
We had this conversation where even within the black community, you are a sellout if you speak proper English. If you try to do better, you try to get out of the situation you're in. You know.
Well, luckily luckily, my neighborhood, like I said, we were a middle-class neighborhood. My father and his friends built our home. We had a ranch-style, modern home, the homes in my neighborhood. So I didn't. The homes were manicured, two-parent households. They went to church. It's not even Compton in those days was nice. We used to go looking at Christmas trees in Compton. It wasn't what it evolved into after liberalism took hold. After liberalism took hold, that's when the crime started. That's when the liquor stores came. That's when the hopelessness came. That's when the anger came. But when I was a kid, we didn't grow up like that. That was not what the neighborhood looked like. There was something called, which is now, you can't say this anymore, but it was not pride in your race, but basically that was a saying, showing your credit to your race, because some people have bad ideas about what black people...
You know, so that is a, for me, even me, who accepts a lot of stuff, that would be a derogatory term. That would be...
No,
you know how I say to you that what we call, at the school level, we call the black community a subset. We call the Hispanic community a subset, right? What are you, subhuman? Really?
Wow.
It's irritating as heck. Yeah. You know, this white supremacist is irritating as heck that we call these subs.
We have pride. We have pride in who we were.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's methadone abuse.
That's right. I'm ready for the fight.
Interestingly enough, you know, they have a red cape, right? That's what they use to irritate the bull. Isn't it interesting that, you know, the color of the Republican Party is red and the Democrats are the, well, let's say the bull, have the bull, are the bull? Trump is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, Tony Smith joins me, and she does every week. Always love the time that she spends with us. And so I've got so many funny stories for this week. It's just amazing.
Oh, lay them on.
I sent you some of the TikTok ones. Did you look at them? I emailed them. Ignore me, don't you? You always ignore me.
I'm busy trying to better myself.
And you wouldn't take an email from me? Because you never know. I might be trying to help you get better.
I didn't see an email from you. No, I'm in school. I'm the oldest person in school.
You're getting edumacated.
Giving me some edumacation.
Yeah, not me. So one of the ones, I know, we're all over the place, but one of the ones I sent you, right now, today, or this week, I should say, the BLM group in New York had a bunch of white folks kissing their boots. again.
Oh, again?
Again. This is not old news. This is again. Okay? And I got to tell you something. I'm watching these white folks off in the corner there. You know, they're just, oh, God, that's so sweet. That's so, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, you're idiots. You're a bunch of idiots. If we ever got invaded by the Russians, you guys would probably be the first to throw yourselves down and shoot yourselves in the head. They wouldn't have to fire a shot. You would do it to yourselves. You would be looking for a reason why you teed off the Russian people. This isn't right.
I just wish I knew some of them because I got some laundry and house cleaning that I could really use their help with. They don't have to kiss my boots. They can clean my house. They can bow down every time I genuflect.
yeah, just say you owe me.
You owe me.
This is I'm watching this. This is hilarious. Okay.
See, tell you what, that was what was attractive to me about this part of town where we live. In L.A.,
don't give the name up.
I'm not, but in Los Angeles proper, white folks are so condescending. They're just like, if you walk up, you're not even trying to get in line, but they're like, no, 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 you go ahead, you can get in front of me, no problem. Ugh, it's just so stupid. They're also mean too, and that doesn't have anything to do with color in L.A. They're just mean and short tempered, but out here where we live, nobody was playing that game. If I walked up, I better get in line. Where I was, you know, like, oh, this is cool. They treat me like a person, not by the color of my skin, not from their guilt, but like a person.
Yeah. Again, everybody, we are now at that point that I've never felt. And I'm not 90 years old, but I'm old enough. I've lived on the East Coast, West Coast. Traveled heavily through the South and in the Northeast, but you know we're at a point now where people are looking and kind of suspect of somebody being nice to somebody else, or you know, and you can see it. You see it in line. You see it in other places. Like the white folks are looking at the black folks, going, well, "Should I let them in first? Should I let them get in front of me?"
It's so weird, though. Color is
it is.
Color is an interesting thing because when I've got no place else to go and I have just a little bit of groceries and there's a woman behind me and, you know, she's a white woman, maybe she's older, I don't know, and I welcome her to go in front of me. And it has nothing to do with her color or the fact that she's older. It has to do with, I only have like three things, I ain't got no place to go, and she's got a lot of stuff. So, And sometimes they're like, I don't know, are you sure? Yeah, it's really okay. But as a black person, you do, you know, there's that thought in your mind where you're going, I hope they don't see this as me bowing down or being subservient or me thinking that white people, there's a lot that we think of being black. And I don't, and then I have to remember, oh yeah, you're black. There's probably that element going on in people's minds.
I'm in line. This is a couple months ago. I'm in line at the supermarket. I got half a basket full of stuff. And my buddy was there and he was talking with me. And a black guy walked up. He had, I don't know, he had a bottle of something. I don't, you know, it wasn't.
Oh,
you know,
like black guy's got a bottle of something.
He got a bottle. See, I knew that's exactly where people's heads would go. I said, no, he had a bottle of something. I don't know if it was Orangeade or something like that. Anyway, it was orange.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know of any alcohol that's orange. So,
okay.
He had a box of something in one hand, and he had a bottle of soda probably in the other hand, right? And I said, hey, why don't you go ahead? You only got two things. Go ahead. And he just kind of looked at me at first, but then he went, you know, I mean, smiled, and then he went in front. And we were talking afterward, and I said, I wonder if that guy, the way he looked at us, I wonder if he thought the only reason I was letting him go in front of me was
because he was black. Bad.
And because of the look, I mean, seriously, and maybe he was thinking, no, that guy was here first, let him go, you know, maybe that's what he was thinking, I don't know. But
you don't
my buddy
know.
Said, you know, I was thinking the same thing, you know?
It's so sad. Today's environment, you just can't be people. The left has identity politicked us all into seeing ourselves as color all the time.
All the time.
And it's ridiculous. I can't do a nice thing for an older person. I mean, I feel like if I was on a bus and an older white woman came on, I can't get up and give her my seat when I'm an able-bodied person.
You know? I didn't do it just because the guy was old. Or black or anything else. I did it because he had a couple of items, for God's sake.
No big deal. Like I said, if I'm not in any hurry, and listen, there are times when I don't care, because if I want to go someplace, I don't care if you got one thing, and I get, sorry, bye, Felicia. I got, you know? So it doesn't have anything to do with color. It really has to do with, I'm feeling this way today. I don't have anything else to do, you know?
Yep.
But you can't think of yourself as a person anymore. You gotta be a woman. You gotta be black. You gotta be. It's like, why can't I just be a person, an American, somebody who's polite? I teach my grandson to be polite, open doors. Yeah, it's another thing. Opening doors. I open doors. I'm like, God, I hope they don't think that I'm being subservient, you know? Mm-hmm. But I teach my grandson, you open doors for people. It's just nice. You can't be
people.
Nice anymore.
You didn't teach it, right? People. You didn't say, don't forget to open the door for the white folk. I mean, they do that, though. They do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's because that's all they see. Listen, if they're willing to kiss your boot, you can guarantee that's all they're seeing.
But they were... I know I'm going to get flack for this, but they were pretty people, okay? So they were all like, you know, there was two or three younger white girls with, you know, blonde hair, and they were like, this is so
and
amazing.
And I'm sure the boots they were kissing were black men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting turned on.
Black men, actually, black men with, you know, the big black military style.
Yeah, they're turned on. They're getting, this has something more to do with.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay, appreciate it.
Okay,
that.
No, this ain't just guilt. This is bone chicken. Whoa, mom.
Come on, stop it.
No.
Oh, God. So Jean-Pierre today said that she's proud. The president, and she's along with the president, she's proud that the cabinet is a majority of people of color. For the first time in history. Now, you know, to your point, it's all about color. Take a listen.
I want to take the opportunity to lay out how diverse the president's cabinet has been, how diverse the president's administration has been. The cabinet is majority people of color for the first time in history. The cabinet is majority female for the first time in history. A majority of White House senior staff identify as female. 40% of White House senior staff identify as part of the racially diverse communities. And a record 7 assistants to the president are openly LGBTQ+. So, again, this is something that the president prides himself on. That he actually has taken action to show the diversity.
But yet they can't find the mushroom cloud in Ohio. I mean,
good for him. Right. Good for him. And they're all incompetent. Listen.
Go ahead.
I don't care what they are as long as they're good at what they do. And like you said, can't find the mushroom cloud. Can't show up for over 3 weeks. That lady on the Supreme Court can't figure out what a woman is. We got problems with, and then the woman's clothes stealing, bald headed dude, girl thing. Come on now, if that's fine if you want to have all this diversity, but let him be competent. Can we try competency? Instead of diversity.
Well, listen, the airlines, this is not a scare. You'll never fly again if I tell you this story. Uh-oh. But the airlines are looking not first for competency. The first thing they're looking for is diversity. If you are a black female pilot, even if you were last in your class, you're going to be first on the list to be hired.
Mm-hmm. I'll just try.
Think about that during the break. All right. Be back in a minute. People local far. A lot more coming up on the show. Sonya Schmidt staying with us. I got her locked in a room. She can't leave. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.